Hello, this is Upstarts with Ben and Tim.
Hello, sir.
Welcome to the Hall of Justice.
What's going on?
So.
Trying to find a sexy wallpaper for my new tablet.
Tim. Tonight, Tim will be using the beautiful piece of technology from Microsoft. It is a Surface.
It's a Surface. We'll see what they got here. It's called Picture Password.
Yes.
And you make your lock screen a picture, and then you draw something that no one else knows on top of the picture. Like if you put a wife on there.
Imagine it's going to be a bunch of cocks going into women's mouths.
Or like you have a picture of your wife, and what you have to do is you've got to go like counterclockwise around both of her boobs, and only when you do that with your finger will the tablet unlock.
Much like life.
Much like life. So, and I don't know why, but I'm really obsessing on like having to pick out the fucking perfect picture
because
to make
it my lock screen for some reason. You got OCD just like I do.
So I am currently doing that, and we're waiting for the coffee to be done brewing because nothing says a good podcast like some hyped up people on caffeine.
Some half-tired guys who are still in their Chinese food coma.
Yeah, that was good though. I finally got the hibachi grill stuff there. Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about. It was good food. It was good food. So it's Friday. Tomorrow is Saturday. I'm gonna do a little Christmas shopping, I think. I'm gonna hit the mall ski, which I kind of like dreading doing because it's around Christmas time, going to the fucking mall. But I'm gonna go get some gifts for some people. You know, people I give a shit about, throw them a little something their way, so here you fucking go.
Are you buying me one?
What, a gift? Why am I going to tell you that?
Well, just because I don't want you to buy me a Christmas gift and be like, oh, I didn't know you're getting me a gift. I don't have anything for you.
Do you think ever in the whole, like, time that we've been friends, have you gotten me a Christmas or a birthday gift? You bought me a Bible.
I did.
Which I will admit to. Well, yeah, but that was a repayment. Well, I mean, I didn't ask you to repay me, but that's why you did it.
I often think though, about getting you a present.
Well, I mean, it's a thought that counts, right?
Exactly.
Jesus.
It's not like I'm like, well, I would never get you a fucking present. It's like, I'm always like, oh, that'd be a great present for Tim.
But to be fair, though, I don't want it to sound like I always get you presents and you never get me presents. I mean, we don't ever really buy each other presents.
No, we don't.
It's not something that we do or haven't done yet or something. I don't know.
We'll try.
Me and Jose buy each other presents.
On your anniversary?
No, we just buy each other presents like,
on your gay anniversary?
Like, for his birthday, I got him, a Blu-ray player that you hook up to the internet and you can watch, like, Netflix and stuff and you can control it with your iPhone. Yeah.
So you get Jose gifts?
I do, and Jose...
Well, fuck you, then!
And for my birthday, Jose took me out to dinner, and he took me to the gun range shooting with a couple of our friends, and he actually did a few other things for my birthday, so... I don't know. It doesn't make him a better friend, it just means that me and him get each other gifts, and we just never have gotten each other gifts. Nothing like anything to get, like, you know, creepy about, Ben.
Yeah.
The eternal battle. See, now everyone right now is in on this battle that we have, or not that we have, that you and Jose have.
Jose and I have a battle?
I guess.
Over you?
I mean, it's very cute.
He can keep you out of that, I guess.
Well, he's winning, dude. He buys me presents.
Oh, fuck him. Then why doesn't he seal the deal? What's he waiting for?
What do you mean, seal the deal?
Give me a smooch.
Giving me a smooch? How do you know we haven't smooched each other?
I don't know. Did he finger you?
No, he didn't finger me. My God. Jose's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, you think so? I mean, he's got the. He grew a beard when he was in Mexico, and he shaved it, and he's doing the Johnny Depp. He's got the mustache, he's got the little thing, little flavor saver, and the little patch under his chin. Like fucking working it, man.
Have you seen what Joe Perry's been doing from Aerosmith? Like that, like the weird, like Chinese immigrant from the 1800s type of a thing he's doing. It's really creepy and dumb looking. Yeah, it's really creepy and dumb looking. I'm like, why, dude? You already look ridiculous because you're old. Why are you drawing more attention to yourself? you're like 80 and you're still dressing up like a rock star from the 80s. And...
So anyways, for Liam, I got him an Android tablet for kids. Well, I don't know. I don't want to say it has Android on it. It's a tablet for kids. It's called the InnoTab or something like that. And it's for kids ages 3 and up, which he'll be 3 the day before Christmas, so that's perfect. And it's got Wi-Fi and a webcam, and he can get, like, learn how to count with fucking Dora the Explorer and all that shit, so I'm excited about giving him that. It's like one of those gifts where I'm, like, having a hard time fucking just keeping it hidden until Christmas.
You think he'll like it?
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, he plays with Natalie's iPad, like, nonstop, and he, like, knows how to, like, fucking get it, turn it on, get that fucking Netflix going, pick out a show. I mean, he's getting into it. So these kids today, man. Like, he knows how to unlock the iPhone and go right to the fucking camera and take pictures. I mean,
but does he know how to unlock Uncle Ben's truck?
I'm going to have to teach him that. I mean, who else is going to do it when I'm gone?
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Because, yeah, odds are you're going to go before I go.
Ben locked his keys in his truck. And
it was quite the experience.
It was, yeah, so Ben locked his keys and straight. Not something he ever really ever does, but
it happened. Forever just like it happened. Anybody else, it happens from time
to
time.
So there was an idea where he was going to borrow our car, drive home, and then come back the next day with a spare set of keys. And then there was also an idea that they were going to call a locksmith, which of course would cost something.
$60 was what the guy quoted me.
So I look at Ben and Natalie and I go, why the fuck don't I just go open the truck? And they both looked at me puzzled. And I said, just get a coat hanger, stick it in there, pull the lock up. Ben looked skeptical, but he was down to try it. Natalie completely thought I was fucking full of shit.
You're like, get the fuck out of
immediately
here.
She was like, you stupid ass. So she was angry I even brought it up. Like,
you are fucking
you.
Clown
She's
shoes.
Like, fuck you, pal. You ain't picking shit. Because that's the whole thing. Like, you when you're very sarcastic and you kind of act a little bit immature for your age, I like to say stupid shit just because I think it's funny. It may annoy other people, but I like doing it. So Natalie looks at me kind of like I'm a child. So when I say I can do something that's big boy and kind of cool, she's like, whatever, go back in your fucking playpen, Tim. So I'm like, no. I mean, in high school, I took a law enforcement class. You know how they have that, like, career center where half the day you get to go somewhere else? And
what
pretend?
Are you trying to be, Batman?
Yeah, I was fucking taking a law enforcement class. And that's one of the things they taught us how to do. So Natalie goes, she goes, I bet you.
She was totally against it. She's like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
She was like, I bet you that you won't be able to fucking get into Ben's truck. And I'm like, well, what do you want to bet? I'm like, okay, if I can get into Ben's truck, I get to buy 2 video games on Steam.
For a wife, she was very unsupportive. She's like, you don't know what the hell you're doing.
Oh my God, it was funny. And then she was like, well, if you don't get into the truck, I think she asked for like a really long
foot massage. Because you don't ever give her a foot massage.
Oh my God, it's amazing. If this woman is sitting on the couch and she's got no shoes or socks on, if you reach up, grab her foot, and kind of almost squeeze as hard as you can, her eyes roll in the back of her head, and she's just like, oh my God, she loves to have her
feet. She's like, take me now!
No, not that it turns her on, just that she loves getting her feet rubbed. So that was the deal. And I mean, it took me a little while to figure it
like
out.
Like what, 20 minutes, half hour?
Yeah, it took me a little while to figure it out because I hadn't done it in a long time. But
with each miss, we were losing hope more and more.
Actually,
like,
as soon as I got the hanger inside of the door, I knew that eventually I would get it. So I opened up fucking Ben's truck. And I bought Crysis 2 and Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. So those are the 2 games I got because I won. Aha.
Yet, when we got back and told Natalie you were victorious, she's like, you're fucking lying.
I don't think she believes me still. I mean, she was like, fine, go get your video games. But she really thought that, like, a cop drove by and we're like, dude, bust out the Slim Jim, or we ask someone to help us and do it.
Or we paid the locksmith $60 and you're like, don't tell them.
Yeah, but...
But no,
I did it.
Which was funny. It's like, she never asked me. Like, she was like, Tim, look, man. But she never was like, Ben.
No, because we're friends. She just automatically figures that you're lying for me, you know?
I'm not going to lie for you.
No? Then you don't need one?
Well, it depends on what it is.
I was about to say, man. Come on, what the fuck? That's why Jose's winning.
It'd have to be something really serious and not something as small and petty as, I don't want my wife to know that she beat me.
So, yep, we did that. But, yeah, I gotta do some Christmas shopping still. I think Liam's done for the most part. That fucking tablet was $100, bro.
I got a general idea on what I want to get the people I'm buying gifts for.
So, Natalie's the hardest to shop for because you think, oh, just go buy her jewelry. She's not really that down with jewelry. So, it's like, what the fuck do you buy a girl that doesn't like the normal girl stuff?
We could peruse the mall and get gift ideas.
That's what I'm going to have to do, and that's what I am doing Sunday. I mean, Saturday.
Hit up Cirilla's.
That's what I am doing Saturday.
Does she have anything else she needs for her Catwoman outfit?
She does, yeah, but I mean, I don't want to fucking try to tackle that.
Get her the actual bullwhip? How much is a bullwhip? Right?
She fucked the bullwhip up, man.
I know, but how much would a bullwhip be? Like, you'd probably pick up a bullwhip at, like, what, the Tractor Supply store?
Yeah. She's being Catwoman, if anyone's confused of what the fuck we're talking about.
Or Indiana Jones.
or the female Indiana Jones.
But, people use whips. I would have to imagine people still use whips for, like, a job in certain things, like agriculture when you're dealing with cattle. Maybe,
yeah.
Lion taming? I don't know.
Lion taming. And you buy all your lion taming supplies at Quality Farm and Fleet.
Back Simba! The same place where you get your Purina lion chow.
Gross. So...
Because if I learned anything from secondhand lions, Purina makes a lion chow.
Secondhand lions. It had a fucking kid in it. The fucking kid.
That movie is amazing. It's so heartwarming and eerie. Tim, you want coffee?
Yeah, I'll get it, though. I'll wait for you to come back.
No, I'll fucking get it.
No, you don't know how to do it right. I do my own fucking coffee, sir.
So I see you got your windows tiles.
I got my windows tiles. I'm still trying to figure out if I like the windows tiles or not. You know what I mean?
If you listen to the show and you give a shit what... at all about this show, please email us and tell Tim if you like your tiles.
See, the funny thing is the computer guys that I know and talk to, the ones that I thought were going to hate this the fucking most, are actually into it.
They're like, yippee.
Yeah, so I'm just like, what? Are you serious? So, I don't know. Maybe. But I still have the desktop. See, like, it's actually got Windows on it. I mean, that's a Windows desktop.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I like how you have, like, the same icon for everything.
Oh, yeah, I do a theme. It'll always be the same. Well, these two computers are synced. They both have Windows 8, so they sync the theme.
Mm-hmm.
Magic, come on, dude. Tech. Technology, bro.
I leave that to you.
Do you? Am I that guy?
You're my tech guru.
Yeah. I'm bringing you back. I'm fucking getting your flux capacitor
slowly.
Going.
Slowly but surely. Eventually, I'll be able to operate shit at a... adequate level.
The smartphone was a big step. Big leap forward.
Yeah, the internet, I just need to call AT&T and be like, hey, make my phone a mobile hotspot.
Mobile hotspot. Ben lives, Ben doesn't live out of an area where he can get internet. His family just doesn't really have the internet at their house.
The only way you can get it affordably in our area would be to go through a wireless company, because if you were like...
Or get satellite.
That's why I'm saying affordable.
Oh, satellite internet expensive?
From what I hear.
I hear it's not even that fucking speedy for how much it costs either.
No, and my neighbor, for what I, like, I know I won't be able to play, like, really high-speed games over the internet or anything like that.
Do you like online games? I thought you're more of, like, a console gaming guy.
If I have a good connection, I do, but I'm not going to try and be, like...
Yeah, dial-up fucking games, I mean.
But the internet that the cellular companies provide you for what you, like, if you're, like, surfing or doing classes online or whatever, apparently that's plenty, so.
Oh, yeah, it's fine for shit like that. I like whatever this... The rubberized?
Yeah, material they put on this.
My new gaming laptop. It's funny, I never... I, like, finally really got hardcore into games when I finally got my fucking fancy gaming laptop. I've got so many games right now.
Well, it's kind of like Field of Dreams. If you build it, they'll come. If you buy the fancy gaming laptop, you're going to buy games.
I still find it ridiculous that I have a laptop that is so big that I can't find a bag that it'll fit in, which kind of defeats the purpose of it being a mobile laptop. But it's almost 10 pounds. It's got a 17.3-inch screen, which is pretty big. But it's got 16 gigs of RAM. Like, if you're a computer guy, that just sounds fucking ridiculously hardcore and sexy. 16 gigs of RAM. Well, let's put it into perspective. Like, a computer that you would buy off the shelf, at the maximum, will have 4 or 8. Like, yours has... I think yours has... 8. I think I totally fucking maxed yours out. It's either got 6 or 8.
So, like, a regular laptop comes out of Best Buy with, like, how many?
Probably 8 at the max. Actually, I'm almost 100% positive 8 gigs is probably the max.
Probably you could buy something.
This came off the fucking shelf at 8 gigs. I just went and got the other fucking 8.
Oh, okay.
Every computer's got a certain amount it can be maxed out to. This one, because it's high performance, is maxed out at 16 gigs.
Hmm. 32.
What's that?
I don't know. I'm just like, just to be more ridiculous, just put 32.
Oh, I mean, like, servers and stuff can have, like, an enormous amount of RAM, but for, like, a laptop, I mean, you know what I mean?
Right. How much, like, how much space does with more RAM take in your area of inside of your fancy light up box thing you got there?
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, RAM, it has a specific slot, so it just depends on. It's not like you're like, oh, I'm taking up all my room with all my extra RAM. It's just, if it has a slot for it, you can put one in.
Why don't I ever. I have these things on my phone, yet they never fucking send me an update. Because it's like, so and so is following upstarts on Twitter. So and so is blah, 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 blah.
We do have a Twitter and a Facebook.
I'm trying to see what the date on this fucking email is.
So, my family from California.
November, so today.
Cool.
Apparently.
Right on.
Okay, so just quick update for new listeners or longtime listeners who have forgotten. Upstarts has an email. Our email is upstartspod@gmail.com. And our Twitter is, I think it's just Upstarts, but let me double check here.
Upstartspod.
Double checking, listeners. Double checking. Man, I don't know. Since I've moved my where my Twitter updates are, I never see them now because they're on a different page. Coffee. Have you ever tried that Red Eye coffee?
No.
Eat delicious. And it's like, honestly, like if you cook, if you use as many grounds as you do for normal coffee, you're gonna explode your heart because I did that one day and I'm like,
yeah.
You don't like, what's wrong with me? What is wrong with me? I'm dying. Okay, yes, our Twitter account is UpstartsPod.
Right.
So please, follow, send comments or questions, because we'd love to interact with people, because for the longest time, our impression has been that we're only talking to ourselves and nobody has listened to our fucking show. But we do it because we like it and enjoy it. Now, Tim, I had heard somebody mention that they had an issue with some superhero movies. And the issue being that by the end of the movie, the costume or the mask is so destroyed that eventually it's just a superhero walking around without the mask. And some people were saying, it's like, well, where's the point of that? The point is, when you're in the suit, you're supposed to commit. You're not supposed to be like, well, hey, I'm a famous actor, so I want my face out there in the movie. Like, do you get what I'm saying?
What? Are you talking about revealing secret identity?
No.
Or the actor wanting the mask to be so skimpy you can tell who the actor is?
Or like with the Spider-Man Tobey Maguire movies. Eventually, towards the end of the movie, during his battle, his mask was so torn up that he eventually just takes the mask off and it's full Tobey Maguire. Or the first Batman movie, where Batman, he didn't have his mask on anymore at the end of the Michael Keaton movie. Same thing with the second one. And so the person that I heard talking about this was like, is that like a writer thing? Or like, no, let's show the actor's face. Or is that an actor thing where it's like, hey man, I'm the actor in this movie. You're going to put my merchandise right out there on front. Does that ever bother you at all? Where it's like, hey, come on man, you're supposed to be Batman. You're not supposed to be like, I'm Michael Keaton. Or I'm Tobey Maguire.
Well, that's got to happen because you want to see fucking people find out who they are.
It's part of the excitement. Are someone going to fucking find out who that guy is? I think it's exciting. Anyways, completely...
Like when you finally get a woman to look at your dick?
Completely off topic.
He's so excited.
My California family is going to be in Jackson, Michigan from December 26th to the 30th.
Because that's so close.
Yeah, it's two and a half hours.
To South Bend.
It's fucking closer than San Diego,
actually. They couldn't have come and visited you in South Bend? What's in Jackson?
Oh, because they're actually, the reason that they're going there is because my cousin Jennifer is taking my aunt Jody and my uncle Landon to meet her fiancé's parents that live in Jackson, Michigan. So they're like, definitely, we're going to get together, and they're going to meet Natalie and Liam for the first time. My fucking fam from SoCal.
You can tell that you got married and that you have a kid.
Well, they know about it.
I thought you were just informing them by post. Pony Express. Just dropping the mail in the bag, and hopefully it gets out there.
No, they're aware. So that's exciting. I haven't seen my California family in fucking... I haven't seen my cousin and my uncle and aunt... since I was, like, still in high school. No, never mind. It was, like, 7 years ago. Me and the ex-wife and my parents went out there for a Christmas. Or I told her you could see Hawaii.
That was a funny, funny story.
So,
did we tell that on here?
We did. Kent was here. Kent and Natalie were here.
Or you can see Natalie. Hawaii from here. Was she just dumb or real gullible? Or a mixture of both?
I think she was a mixture of both. But she's got a daughter now, and she's engaged to the guy that she was with when we separated. So she's moved on. Oh, has her own tattoo shop up in Big Rapids, Michigan.
Big Rapids.
So me and her didn't work out, but you know what? If you want a fucking awesome tattoo, you go see Sonia Grinnell up in Big Rapids.
If you want a fucking awesome tattoo, or you want a fucking awesome tattoo?
You want a fucking awesome tattoo.
Of course.
That's right. So anything you want. To a certain extent. She doesn't like to do, like, creepy or demon type shit.
So...
no swastikas. I mean, if you want to get, like, an Aryan race fucking tattoo, she won't do it.
No Elmo molesting children?
No, probably not. Not as a mother. She's a mother now, sir.
You're a mother.
So. Anyways, I did every single one of my tattoos, which is kind of a point.
They do look good.
Well, it's kind of a weird thing, though, when you're remarried and your wife is like,
yeah,
so you've got, like, 22 permanent marks on your body from your fucking ex-wife.
Yeah. I left her with a permanent mark.
Oh, no one knows what that means.
Just infer.
So, yeah, I was married for...
Now, did she throw as big of a fit about the tattoos as she did the Bible? Because it'd been like, you go get tattoo removal.
Who?
Natalie. Oh, wait, no, you were just... But you came up with that on your own where you're like... I don't want her to see the Bible with Sonia, what's your nuggets on there. Or wait, was that one her name?
My ex-wife? Yeah, her name was Sonia. Swedish. She was like 6'2".
Good.
She was fucking tall, man.
Until she looked normal standing next to you.
She did. She actually, that was one of the things that she liked most about me, is she said that she could actually wear high heels and still feel small around me. That was what the initial attraction was, other than, like, the humor, which is always kind of, like, served me well when it came to picking up women. It's because I had no fucking game. I was horrible at picking up women.
So just drop a joke about a dew blanket, and you're like, oh, I want to sleep with this guy.
Well, see, the thing is, it's like, I get a little bit more ballsy with my jokes when I, like, I'm married to Natalie. I know where she's coming home tonight.
So
I know who
you
she's
can give
in
a
love
shit
with.
About the
so
crappy
I don't,
jokes.
Yeah, I'm like, the person that I really want in my life and really care about, I have. So I don't care about impressing anybody else.
So you don't care if you're like...
Like, if single Tim is a far different animal. I'm, like, trying to look, like, acceptable to everybody. But if I already got the people that I want in my life,
like
well, I can give a shit about the rest, man.
Look at my snail moving.
I don't want to fucking... But, like, no, I don't want to piss off a potential girlfriend.
No!
You know what I mean? So...
No one does.
I had no fucking game. I would... I have to say that a good 99% of my girlfriends and relationships I've had in my whole entire life is me waiting for them to fucking tell me that they like me. I just continue to be charming and fucking witty and funny, and I wait for them to make the first
I just would like to see what that world would be like, where the women are the ones that have to initiate everything.
Oh, it's not the way to fucking do it. Because if you think about how many chances I missed, I mean, I don't care because I finally found the woman that I want. So it's not like, oh man, I could be with a fucking different woman if I, like, took initiative. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, it's just like, it's such a cowardly fucking way to do it, man. Like, just walk up to a girl and be like, what's up? Let's fucking go do something. I think you're pretty awesome. Or you're just like, hey.
I know, but, hey. Like, the way society has that, I don't know how much it is today, but at least leading up to our era, I guess. The whole idea was the man initiates the, like, he'll ask the girl, oh, call, you know, he's the one that starts the ball rolling.
Right.
Whereas, it'd be interesting to see what that world would be like if the roles were reversed, where it's the woman that's like, hey, you know, I know we have class together, and I was wondering, hey, are you doing anything Friday? Or it's like, hey, we work together in the same building. And I've seen you in the hallways. Would you like to go out sometime? You know, like, that'd be just interesting for once to have that be the reversal.
Well, see, when I moved here from California, I think initially people were interested in me because I was the kid from out of town. You know, I was like,
So you're coming bacon in photos.
It was. I just wanted to fucking dance, and it wasn't allowed in Elkhart, you know? But no, so
I
want to
change the role by dance.
I'll never forget, I started in the middle of the... No, I guess it wasn't in the middle of the year. It was, like, towards the beginning of the year. It was, like, a week or two before Thanksgiving break is when I started school in Indiana. And I remember my first day, I was still a California kid. So it was winter. It was November. And I was just like, well, I'm going to wear a shirt.
So you guys moved partway through the... When the school year started?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So I
that's
started,
even more fun.
I know. So I decided...
Your mom and stepdad kind of planned that a little bit?
It was
better.
Like a really Encino Man moment. I fucking decided that I was going to wear swim trunks, a t-shirt, and I wasn't going to take the bus. I was going to rollerblade to school. Right?
Rebel! I'm a rebel!
Right, well, because the roads were not fucking anywhere close good enough for a fucking skateboard, and I didn't have a bike. So I was like, I'm gonna fucking blade it, bro. Because, like, that was back when rollerblading was still acceptable. Now, don't fucking buy a pair of rollerblades.
It's amazing. Where did that trend go? Because rollerblades seem like the natural.
Well, this was back in the 90s, so rollerblades were still acceptable.
Oh, that was acceptable. That's when they were hitting the market.
But fucking... people just staring and honking. And so I roll in to the fucking front of the school, like the common area of the high school, and I just roll in through the front door.
Do you arrive like that?
And I arrive like fucking that, and I sit down, and I, like, take off my rollerblades, I tie them in a knot, and I swing them over my shoulder, and I put on my fucking flip-flops, and I just start walking around. And I think it was a little chilly, so I had a t-shirt, but then I had, like, this kind of surfer sweater, my swim trunks, and my flip-flops. I'm just fucking banging around. I had this, like, long fucking blonde hair. Everyone was like, oh, wow, the kid from out of town. So that kind of helped me out with the women, but only if they came up to me first. Like, the thing was, is I had a really big thing for, like, the head. It's like a really fucking movie, just like you hear it a million times in a movie. The fucking head cheerleader. Everybody liked her. Her name was Gina Millhop. And she was, the thing about Gina Millhop was that she was the typical popular girl in school, but she was nice. She wasn't mean or stuck up. She was a very nice person to you. And I remember we had this class together. It was, well, when I moved to Indiana, they're like, oh, you know, you have to pass the that test, the fucking test before you graduate.
Oh, okay, I-STEP?
The I-STEP. They didn't have the I-STEP in California, so they're like, well, I mean, if you want to graduate, now that you live here, you have to hurry up and fucking take it.
Oh, that's
so shit. me and her were both in a class where we had to study for it, and I remember I wanted to ask her to prom so bad, and I didn't have the balls. And so I don't even think I went to prom that year. And then, like, a couple of days after, she was like, why didn't you go to prom? And I go, well, I didn't have a date. And she said, if you would have asked me, I would have said yes. Haunts me to this day. Because you know what girls do on prom night? They give it fucking up, dude. I could have been inside of the head cheerleader of Concord back in, like, 1998.
And that's, like, one of the bucket list shit. It's like, bang the head cheerleader of your high school.
I know. So, Gina Millhop, awesome. Don't know whatever happened to her.
If Gina Millhop's listening, send in a tweet. Be like, hey, I'm married with two kids now. Nice to hear from you, Tim.
Yeah, Gina, you know what? I'd like to thank you for being the hot girl that I went home and dreamed about. But I didn't have to, like, pretend that you were nice. You were actually a nice person, and I appreciate that.
There you go.
There you go.
No.
But I don't think you understand how good it is for your popularity if everyone can just see your head fucking floating above everybody else's.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, what's up? Because everyone, I remember my senior year, we finally got in a freshman called John Morningstar, and he was like 6'10". He was like taller than me, and I loved that fucking guy. I remember going up to him just being like, what's up, Morningstar? Because it put me in that middle range, and I wanted to be there so bad.
Morningstar.
And my best friend was actually the shortest girl in fucking school. Amanda Sapin. And it was funny, because if I walked on my knees next to her down the hallway, we would be the exact same height, and everyone would fucking crack up. And she was always like, God damn it, Tim.
I fucking hate you, tall boy.
And it was funny.
Ooh, I got a news update here on Yahoo. Three dead after attack at Wyoming Community College.
Okay, well, there we go.
Yes. Interesting.
So I lost my virginity in California, but I would like to say that I really sold my wild oats in the Midwest, man.
I lost my virginity.
I lost my virginity in California.
In California.
I was. My virginity was taken from me.
It wasn't given up.
I didn't like hand it to her. She like took it out of. She like snatched the pebble from my hand, which was my virginity.
That's good stuff.
It was like a half rape because
half rape.
When I realized what she was doing,
then I was like, okay. But
so,
at first, you're like, no.
Initially, it was a rape until I consented. Because I was sleeping. She snuck into my bedroom. Because in California, I always had my window open. And, you know, I think we cut holes in the screen where you could pull the tabs out and pop in. Because my place was like, just a place where people would go. They'd, like, sneak out of their parents' house, they'd pop out my screen, and they would just hang out in my bedroom or sleep there. Like, people did it all the fucking time. So. And then girls would come over and they'd sit on the window ledge of my bedroom, and we also cut it the Oreo slot. We cut a slot, because back I used to have a horrible addiction to double stuffed Oreos, and so I cut a slot in my screen, and it was so I could hand Oreos to the people I was hanging out with outside of my window. Good fucking times, man.
Sounds like it.
Going to the beach, surfing, and then fucking sleeping butt naked on top of your bed, and girls stare at you and ask you for Oreos. What a fucking Shangri-La is that, man. Oh my god. If I could go back to any time, it would be back when I was fucking like a freshman living in California. Oh my god.
California.
In California. They think we're all surfers. And we all sit in spines. Fucking commercial.
Fucking paper.
But yeah, man. as much fun as I had in California, my fucking seed is scattered throughout the Midwest.
So for all you know, you could have had children.
No, no, that's not what I'm saying. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying if I had like a fucking...
Liam, when you grow up, before you marry anybody, make sure you get blood tests first to make sure you're not marrying your sister.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is Papa was a Rolling Stone.
this rock gathered no moss.
Fuck, bro. It was crazy. Whew. No, not really. I was a virgin, then I met my wife, and I gave it to her, and we had a child. And now I teach Bible study.
You wrote a movie called Fireproof.
I wrote a movie called Fireproof. And my stepbrother, Kirk Cameron, started it.
Okay.
And we got Boners for Jesus.
Dwarfism is a medical disorder in humans. The sole requirement is being an adult height under 4'10".
That's right. And if you're under 5'3", you actually legally have to be in a booster seat when you're in a car.
Mm. Now, how tall was the shortest girl in your school?
Amanda Sapin, I can't quite say... Well, I mean, I know exactly how tall she is, because she'd be... If I was on my knees, that's how tall she was. Because we were the exact same height when I would walk on my knees next to her. And everyone loved that fucking joke. And I made a Scott Stapp joke, too, that caught on big in high school. Not many people know this, because Natalie told me it was stupid, so I stopped telling the story. But I hated fucking Creed. And when I was a senior and a sophomore, or junior and senior...
You have a raw hatred for Creed.
When I was a junior and senior in high school, that's when everyone was fucking into that band. And I hated that fucking guy. And I remember every song that he was in, after he sang like a verse, he'd always go... So I would walk through the halls of school, and every time I saw someone with a Creed t-shirt on... I would go at the top of my fucking lungs. I'd go, because I got so angry I had to do something that was fucking mean and smartass. So it caught on that was the thing that I did. So people tell me, like I find people that went to my high school and they're like, do you remember walking down the hallways and saying that? And I'm like, no. And it got too bad to the point where I would walk down the halls and hear people. Because, like, they could see my head above everybody. So they'd see me and they'd go, Tim! And we were all just making fun of Scott Stapp because we all hated his fucking... It was the Nickelback of my fucking high school years. Because nobody likes Nickelback, Ben. Nobody fucking likes Nickelback. And I did hear a story, and I have no recollection of this, that in health class they had that fucking pregnancy suit that you could put on. To, like, show you what it felt like to be pregnant and have the weight. And they said that I took it from the health classroom and I put it under my shirt and wore it all fucking day. And I don't remember doing that at all, but it does sound like me, though.
Why wouldn't you remember doing that?
Why would I not remember doing that? The only thing is I was kind of experimenting.
Yeah. Some maybe illegal substances may have...
I never tried anything that hasn't been grown in the ground, though. It's not like I was tripping fucking balls, man.
Black tar, like, heroin.
It was like I probably, like, had a little bit of wine with, like, you know, fucking Brian Lewis the night before and had a little pot.
Come on, Tim. Chase the dragon.
No, I was scared. I was scared to do anything other than pot, man. I was scared shitless to do anything.
Well, you don't want to be the guy that makes fun of Creed and then dies of a drug overdose in high school. It's like, remember that guy?
Yeah, so I may have not remembered that. I do remember going to work at Staples really fucking stoned and being scared that I had to get up on the ladder and put boxes of, like, reamed paper away. Because I'm like, oh my fucking God, my balance is so horrible right now. So.
Funny story. Tim and I worked at a clinic together.
We did.
He was the... What was your title?
I was rehab assistant.
Tim was rehab assistant, and I was certified massage therapist. And Tim's fairly knowledgeable about music things, and I'm not. So I heard a piece of news about something having to do with the music industry that I thought I'd relay to Tim, see if he had heard it yet, and... Being Tim likes to know about music-y stuff, he might be like, hey, you know, good call on the, you know, tell me about the news. And so I just walk up to Tim and I'm like, hey, did you hear Creed's getting back together? Boom! Tim's like, oh, I fucking hate those guys!
Really? At work?
Well, maybe not as bad, but she's like, oh, damn it, fucking Creed.
I know.
And I'm like, whoa, did not see that coming.
I hate that fucking guy, man. Oh my god, as much as I hate Nickelback. I heard someone...
Well, if I remember correctly, your biggest complaint was, man, that fucking guy from Creed thinks he's Jesus.
Remember? Every video, back when they had videos, like, he was standing on a ledge in the fucking crucifixion pose. The guy thought he was Jesus. I guess he was really religious.
But I guess he was also a real big douche, too.
Oh my god. Just a tremendous fucking douche. And the guitar player for that band, Mark Tremonti, is amazing. He's a good guitar player. But the fucking songs, man. Like, seriously. If you want to be an awesome Creed singer, just try to belt out some music as you're fucking pushing the biggest dump out of your asshole.
Yeah.
Right when it's fucking breaking fucking water through your fucking poop chute, just hit a high note and you're going to sound exactly like Scott Stapp. Yeah, just as soon as like, where are you getting to that bear down moment? Like, if you don't push right now, this shit ain't gonna fucking happen. So you gotta put a little work into it. As soon as you go...
Yeah, put a little fiber into
it. Yeah, right? As soon as you go... Yeah. There it is. Perfect. Right fucking there. That's the trick. Like, seriously. All those albums had to have been recorded in a fucking bathroom stall. You know that guy had to sing in the bathroom. See, not even that. Because, I mean, you're just like... Like, seriously. All they gotta do, like, seriously, if you want to cut down on the amount of people needing to get fucking C-sections when they have kids, you put Creed karaoke in delivery rooms. So you start belting out a few Creed songs, that kid shoots out like a fucking football, I guarantee it. Because you gotta clench and push to sing that guy's fucking songs. Horrible. Horrible.
Now, you have to pick up your son at 5 o'clock, right?
No, I have to be there by at least 5:30, so we've got 15 minutes.
Okay. I'm like, oh shit, it's almost 5! Tim's not wrapping! I don't know.
So, we're gonna have to wrap soon.
Soon, yes. So, we were talking a little bit in the last episode about favorite Christmas movies. One of mine is White Christmas. White Christmas. Have you seen?
You know what? I can't really say that I have.
Beautiful movie. Yeah. Very, like, the jokes are, like, for a movie that was made in, like, the 50s, like, the humor's good. The sweet parts are sweet, like, it's good, it's in color.
I like Vegas, or Christmas Vacation, and Christmas Story.
Yeah, Vegas Vacation isn't a Christmas
movie. Yeah, I screwed it up. I corrected myself, but, you know...
Get off my dick!
back when Chevy Chase was nice and funny.
Didn't have a shitload of facelifts.
No, thank you.
Did you see the Christmas commercial where they had him redo the lighting scene from Christmas Vacation?
Yeah,
were you a
little
irritated with that?
No, I was glad to see him doing a throwback to when he did, like, good movies like fucking Fletch and Caddyshack. And
Spies Like Us.
Oh my god, I love Chevy Chase.
I love
so
Spies
much.
Like Us.
Chevy fucking Chase was my biggest hero, and then I found out he was kind of a dick in real life.
I don't know if he's mellowed. I think maybe he's mellowed.
But he was kind of a smart-ass dick in his movies, though. So I guess it worked out.
Well, and, like, he was, like, the head guy on Saturday Night Live, at least in his head he was, until, I don't know, maybe Bill Murray started on there? Or
Chevy Chase.
I don't know. I gotta imagine, because him and Belushi were on the first season at the same time. I gotta imagine, because Belushi seems like the big draw.
I never got why people loved him so much.
What, Belushi or Chevy Chase?
Belushi.
Why? I love Belushi.
I'm not saying I hate the guy, I just don't... I can name, like, 50 people right now that I think are funnier than he was. I hate his brother.
Yeah. It's weird when you watch old Jim Belushi movies and you see him doing, like, a serious role, and you're like, what? Jim Belushi doesn't do serious roles. He doesn't even do comedy roles. He just does really shitty comedy roles.
Trying to catch that fucking lightning in a bottle that his older brother did. All the great ones die. Fucking Chris Farley's gone. John Candy, Richard Pryor. Sam Kinison.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle. Well, he's alive, but he went crazy.
Yeah. Now, I was talking with somebody about that. I said, you know, yeah, it's too bad about Chappelle because, man, he was, like, right in his prime when he decided to, like, go off to Africa and pretty much drop off the face of the world and go crazy. He's like, he didn't go crazy.
He just got fed up with all these people trying to tell him how to do his own show and what he could say and what he couldn't say, because I guess it was getting political, where he's like, oh, you can't say that because it'll piss off this group, or you can't say that because it'll piss off this group. And he's like, well, fuck it, I'm not going to do it anymore then.
Well, then also, after he had Charlie Murphy's True Hollywood Stories, and everyone wanted everything to be as good as that was, the pressure, he just didn't know if he could continue to be that fucking funny as that season was.
So the one person...
So it's probably a combination of the two. It was like people expected him to keep putting out gold like that. But on first their two terms.
Seasons. Like, the first season was funny. The second season, he got into his stride and was just like, bam! Just hitting everything out of the park.
So I think it got a little bit too much for him. He wasn't ready for it. Or ready for, you know, I can't fucking do that every fucking episode, you know?
It was funny, though. Very, very funny. Charlie Murphy!
Brilliant. Who did I play that for? I had my work friend... Brian and his girlfriend come over, and she had seen it before, but he had never had. And either you think that's fucking hilarious or you don't get it, because he just kind of stared at it confused, but everyone else is cracking up their fucking ass. I've seen that I don't know how many times, and every time I'm just like cracking up. One of the five fingers, side of the face, smack.
I drove that motherfucker's face into the table.
Yeah. They should have never gave you niggas money. Fuck your couch. Fuck your couch.
Fuck your couch.
Fuck your couch.
What am I supposed to do without my legs?
What am I going to do with my legs?
You can always buy a new couch. What about my fucking legs?
Oh my god. Brilliant. But you know what? Better to go out on top.
Yeah.
You know?
Like some of those old school Hollywood actors. Like they act until they're like, alright. I can... That's a good spot to step out on. I'm going to do that. Instead of like some actors where they're like still trying to crap out gold and they haven't had a good movie in 10 years. These guys are like, this is a good time to leave. I'll see you guys later.
You know who's never fucking gotten old or unfunny? And I just started watching some YouTube videos of him and he's just fucking brilliant and I love him so much. Robin Williams, man. Fucking hilarious, man.
The last special I saw of his was... What was it? It was... I don't know. But I didn't think it was that funny. But the last special I saw before that, I thought that was amazing. Just brilliant. Unbelievable. The special I'm talking about that I thought was really funny was... I think it was his Live on Broadway special. Which... That material is brilliant. And... Because I always think Robin Williams goes two ways. He does his manic stuff, because he's pretty manic, normally. He does his manic stuff in a good way, or he does his manic stuff where you're like, you don't even know what the fuck he's talking about. He's like, yeah, this is funny, fart noises and a bell. You know, like where he's like, what the fuck?
He's not Carrot Top.
I know, but sometimes he goes a little off on a limb, and you're like, dude, what the hell are you doing? But his Live on Broadway, I've never seen it. Get it, because that is brilliant.
Robin Williams. Funny, unless he's got a beard.
I don't mind some of his serious stuff.
Oh, no, he's an awesome, I'm just saying, when he plays a serious role, he grows a beard.
Man, which makes you wonder, how'd they get... Because Robin, like, that's still... Well, that was mid-90s. Robin Williams had a pretty good record mid-90s. How'd they swing him for that movie? Because wasn't it... It was Miramax signed that movie up, and it wasn't like a real... It wasn't really like a big thing, was it? Until it came out and it started getting awards, but...
Sometimes that's like one of the cool things, is a big actor will take a chance in a small movie.
And a part that he just really likes.
Yeah, it just is like, you know, I'm not doing it for the money or the big box office. The role just speaks to me. I think it's a good idea.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
I like it when people did that.
Well, anyways, we'll go out on Robin Williams.
Okay.
Nanu Nanu.
Nanu Nanu.
Nanu Nanu. Nanu. A little fucking Mork and Mindy. Alright, well, that'll do it for this installment.
Our 11th installment in your 50 installment plan of $9.95 a month.
This is 12.
Ooh.
This is episode uno dos. I don't know how you say it.
I think it's
dos. Dose?
Diese dos?
Diese dos? Dose?
Dos Equis?
Dude, Jose's gonna crack his ass off.
Dos Equis! I don't always do 12 episodes, but when I do,
It's Dos Equis.
Well, that'll do it for this podcast. We'll see you next week. And remember, stay thirsty.
Farewell, adieu, adviters, and goodbye.
All right.